tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the after show for Castle, and this is Season 7, Episode 11, Castle PI. And welcome back, everybody. It's been a few weeks since we had our little hiatus.
It's been forever.
I feel like it's been months.
Yeah. No, like, it literally feels like that. It's been, what, I think, actually, it's been 3 weeks.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's not really been that long.
I don't like it.
But we're back. And we're so happy to be back, everyone. So welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's episode, I actually really enjoyed because it wasn't cheesy.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It was actually really good and also kind of short.
Yes.
In my brain, like, there wasn't as much excitement.
Yeah.
As I was expecting, but at the same time, we just got back, so I wasn't expecting it to be, to jump right into craziness, so.
I feel like in the four or so episodes leading into the hiatus, there was so much information thrown at us in, like, an hour span. We're like, wait, what? What just happened?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Like, there was way too much going on. So I'm glad we kind of stepped back.
And slowed down a little bit.
Yeah,
I agree.
It was a good episode.
Yeah.
And we got to kind of see how Castle's gonna, you know, do his little PI business. I guess
I love how we were gonna, like, I think if we go back to the old, not the old episode, but the after show that we did before that, you know, we were sitting there like, oh, maybe he'll be out of her way a little bit more. Mm-hmm. No, they were practically together this whole time, which was totally fine. Yeah. So I was okay with that. But in my brain, I was like, I wonder if they're going to change it up and he was going to be by himself or, you know, be separated the whole time. But no, I mean, they worked well together and it was really cute and they really took it to a whole new level, which we'll get into later.
Oh, yeah. We got a little Nikki heated tonight.
Yes, we did. And, you know,
okay, so, and we also got a death, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean it wouldn't be Castle without it.
Shayna Baker, who is a, I guess, in New York City, the preschool is basically like the feeder into the elementary school, the junior high, the high school, and your college, ultimately. So if you don't get into the right preschool, you're not going to Harvard, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty much just like, it's just one of those, like, you know, the start line of your track to getting into a good education, which in my brain, you know, like, I know this is going to be completely off topic. I feel like it doesn't matter what school you go to. It depends on, like, your teachers. I mean, obviously, if the school is good, the teachers are good, but I've been to schools that were, you know, on paper they looked bad, but I had really good teachers that pushed me into the right direction. But that's something else that we don't have to get into. But I understood how, you know, the fact that this school was like the highest.
It's one of the highest schools, the feeder schools, I guess is what they call them.
Yeah.
And Shayna Baker is the admissions director.
So which is a tough job.
A tough job. Yeah. She's the one determining if you're getting in or not. And so high stress. I'm sure a lot of people don't like her. Mm-hmm. A lot of people love her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's kind of trying to work this balance with these parents. And tonight in the episode, she's basically, she comes home and you can tell, like, in the first 5 seconds that she's, like, you know, stressed out. She pours herself a drink. She's, like, shaking as she's drinking.
Yeah,
and you're like,
thing.
Oh my gosh, like, are you that stressed out? Like, at first I thought she was like a flight attendant. Maybe she had a rough flight or something.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe that was, like, her uniform for the preschool or whatever.
I couldn't really see it, but, yeah, my first thing was that she probably works for an airline.
Yeah.
So that was where I was at.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, well, she must have had a stressful job, you know?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, she's being shot from the front, and
it was so crazy because, I mean, she just turned around. There was just a shadow, and I was just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
What's going on? And the fact that, like, what, the window was broken, and then you just showed up, and she didn't even scream or anything. It was just like,
yeah,
plow. That's it. Done.
So crazy when you said she didn't scream, because I didn't really notice that at first. I thought maybe it was just kind of too quick. But now, seeing the entire episode, I'm like, Oh, she wouldn't have screamed because
she knew the person.
She knew the person.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that was my first reaction was like, okay, if someone's in my home and I didn't expect them to be there when I got there, especially with a broken, you know, pan mm-hmm. window, my first reaction would be like, oh my God, this is a person, you know, something, like yeah. some sort of panic, but she didn't do that at all.
No.
Which, again, makes more sense now. So, I don't know. That was a red flag for me. I was like, this is not good.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, next thing we learn is that Shayna, you know, she's getting these angry phone calls because she just had to send out yeah. her rejection letters.
Which is not a great job.
Not a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she has this guy parent who calls and basically says, I know where you live. I'm coming after you. Like, so scary.
I was nuts. I was just like, no, nah, I don't like that job. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope.
So I don't know. But, we get a little taste now of the Castle PI, mm-hmm. as he likes to call him.
Yeah.
So
I feel like if they didn't show that for the you know mm-hmm. previously on this or anything like that, I think it would have been more of a surprise because I yeah. felt like it would just end the episode. Not technically last week's, but the last episode, they just ended it like, oh, I'll figure it out, you know? And then
yeah.
they opened with him being a
PI. I wish they would have done that.
Yeah, I think I would have been like, what? Yeah, you know? But, I mean, at the same time, we already knew it, so it wasn't as much as a shocker, but
yeah.
I was very surprised of how well played it was, and obviously we all know how smart Castle is.
Totally.
So it was very cool to see that he was kind of like always like a step ahead
mm-hmm.
of, you know, Kate, Esposito, and Ryan. So I thought that was
yeah.
really cool.
And I love the fact that Beckett and his whole family were kind of teasing him for, you know, not getting out of his clothes, staying in his pajamas the last few weeks, when in reality he was getting his PI license.
Which I would like to know, how do you
yeah.
go about doing that? Is there like a slew of questions? Is it like, you know, match.com where you have to do like 50 questions and you have to get them all right or something like that? And they're like, you're a PI. Like, I don't know. I think it's too easy to get licenses on the internet now. Like, some
yeah.
people can be ordained on the internet and,
you can
know,
get a license for anything on the
internet. Anything on
the
internet. So I think it's kind of scary, but also, you know, it works for Castle.
Works for Castle because
yeah.
he actually legit knows what he's kind
of
doing.
Yeah, and he's had 7 years of working
yeah.
technically on the force with Kate. So
exactly.
it kind of works.
I loved her reaction though. Like, wait, I thought you were playing video games.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, what?
What
do
you
mean?
It was great. I love it. Like, you had no, like, I like it when Esposito was like, you had no idea.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like, seriously? I thought he was on his computer. I thought he was playing Terra Quest.
Yeah.
And I was like, good job, Kate. Good job.
Good job.
Good job. You're paying attention to your husband.
Yeah. But we also, we meet a few people tonight, and one of them is Brian Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to kind of have anger and rage problems to begin with.
Yes.
And he happens to be one of the parents who left an angry message on the voicemail of Shayna Baker.
I hate the fact that he was like, oh, it was just a little overdramatic. No, you called her.
Yeah.
You called her the B word, and you said that you knew where she lived. That's really scary that you know that.
Really scary.
And the fact that you were like, you're not going to know that I'm coming.
Really? Because you just told me you were coming.
Yeah, so thanks for that, one. And two, why do you know where I live? You know?
Creepy.
Screw you. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but this guy has so many issues and anger problems and mm-hmm. whatever. But he kind of is the first person that everyone kind of turns to as the killer in this.
Well, I mean, he had the most motive.
He had the motive. His mm-hmm. kid was rejected. And so it kind of made sense. You know, he wanted his kid in the best school. And when he wasn't, he
I just feel like there should be more schools.
Yeah.
You know, instead of sitting
totally
there trying
off topic, though, I saw a documentary on this one time about New York City preschools where it's legit, like, when they're a year or two old,
yeah.
they have to, like, take the kid in and, like have an interview with this two-year-old for the preschool.
But what questions do you ask?
I don't know. It was the most fascinating documentary. It's on Netflix, if anyone wants to watch
it. I'm going to watch it because I would like to know, because what do you ask a two-year-old? So if you put – how many – do you know what shapes go in which hole? And
yeah.
if you get it wrong, like, no, he can't come.
Yeah, school. They have to, like, apply. Like, it's college, like, to, like, 50 different preschools.
I mean, I'm not saying that if you did go to a start, you know, one of those type of feeder schools and you got into the best college, good for you. I'm
yeah.
just, in my brain, I can't see myself interviewing a two-year-old going, okay, so do you know how to color in the lines?
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
You're
sorry,
out.
Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, this isn't going to work. He doesn't know his difference from green to blue. No. Sorry.
Like, you can't do that. I would be heartbroken.
I went to a cool preschool. Look at me. I turned out okay. I think.
I found a my mom found a preschool and both my aunts were working there. I was happy.
There you go.
Because they brought me special lunches and I was like, best school ever.
Oh my God, the school lunches in preschool?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. But, you know, that was off topic, but I'm going to end up watching that because I've never heard
of
that before.
I'll have to figure out the name of it again. But you can just Google it.
Yeah.
It's actually really popular. That's how I found it.
All right. Good to know. I'm going to write that on my list for new Netflix stuff. Thank you.
Next thing we find out is that the days before Shayna Baker died, there was some kind of like weird things that she did. She took out $3,000 cash,
yep,
which obviously was all of her savings, not a normal transaction she makes.
And red flag number one.
Red flag number one. She, Castle, actually found out by visiting the morgue, like he wasn't supposed to, that she
flew. I'm still
trying
to figure out how, it's the same thing as the last episode. How are people just getting in and out of the precinct without people knowing?
Do you guys have, like, little scanner cards that you have to, like, get in and out? Maybe he has one. Maybe it wasn't turned up. I don't know.
Like, shouldn't the cops know who's in the precinct going, hey, I just saw Castle walk into the morgue?
Yeah. Or maybe they haven't all been notified just yet, and so they're like, oh, it's just Castle. Okay, let
him
do whatever
he wants. I'm not nitpicking. I'm just pointing out just little things of my curiosity where I'm like, is anybody there? I mean, I understood that, you know, I always forget, because I'm so used to Lainey being in the morgue. I don't know
I can't remember that guy's name either.
Well, I don't like him. I mean, not the actor. I don't like his character. That's really mean.
Like,
I don't like him.
Like you.
No, I mean, I don't like his character because obviously he's always mean to Castle, but I understood, like, okay, he's not there because he went out to lunch. He stepped out to get something, lab work, whatever, you know, but I'm like, is everybody gone? Like, what's going on? But I understand what you're saying, that the fact that maybe everybody just didn't know.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's just Castle just doing his thing, whatever.
Exactly. They probably just kind of figure, okay, whatever. He's back, whatever. I don't know.
But that was my first thing. I was just like, what is happening? Why is everybody just letting Castle roam around?
Yeah.
And I like that Esposito said, he's like, how did he get in there? And I was just like, exactly.
Exactly. We don't know.
I don't know. So he finds out, that she traveled and she went to Boston. So
It was from the peanuts or something in her stomach.
Yes.
When he did the autopsy.
The airline peanuts.
Yeah. Which is totally smart. I mean,
I would have never thought of that.
Never thought of that.
It wouldn't be just like, oh, maybe she was just eating peanuts. Maybe she had some old airline peanuts just sitting around the house. Which is like, ooh, snack.
Yeah.
So I do that too. So, I mean, that is smart though. I never thought about that. I like that. I like that this show teaches me little things like that.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
It's interesting. Before we move on, though, we want to let you guys know to rate us 5 stars, pretty please, on iTunes. And if you're on YouTube, make sure to comment down below and give us questions. And we will respond, tweet us, whatever.
I know that from last week's episode that a lot of people were also on the same boat as us. They were like, we thought Esposito was going to totally propose and it just made me so
sad. I'm still upset about this.
if you could see iTunes people, that there's just steam. I can see it off the top of her head and she's so upset.
Last week, remember I threw my paper?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I'm about to do it again, except for I need my notes.
After. We'll do it after. I'll give you some extra paper and you can do confetti. No. But I'm on the same boat. That was definitely a little twist that kind of threw me off. But
yeah,
I'm glad that everybody else felt the same way. So
I'm glad too. Yeah. Wasn't just me and my anger problem.
No, we're all outraged.
Yes. New character, Nicole Morris.
Yes.
We met her. She's an attorney, and she was, I guess, friends with Shayna
or contacted by Shayna.
Somehow they knew each other enough to go to lunch with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they're a little bit more than acquaintances. Not quite sure. But Nicole mentioned that when they went to lunch, that Shayna was asking her, like, different types of murders, like second degree, first degree, what are, felony charges for such and such and such and such. How many years are you going to go to prison for certain things? Like, just totally, like, nutty questions that you normally don't ask a person at lunch. I mean, that's just kind of, like, red flags again.
Yeah.
Like,
how many years does it take for, someone who, committed a murder? Also, do you like the dressing on the salad?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how do you not, just, like, typical lunch conversation. Like, Okay.
I love that.
But I think I may have missed this, but I think somehow there was the mention of Radnor University in their lunch conversation.
Yes, because it had to do with her ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Which was, I felt like that was kind of left field and out of nowhere, but it did tie the whole case together.
Yeah.
At first when I heard that, I was like, what does this have to do with the case at all? I didn't even realize that she was even seeing anybody, serious about anybody at that point. It was a strange turn.
Yeah.
But I like that how it ended. So
I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think maybe Shayna had said she was going to Boston to visit Radnor University. And
I believe so. I might have missed that one because I was writing.
Yeah, I was writing down notes, too, so I just have a little teeny tiny note here on it. But I thought it was kind of weird, too, that at the same little kind of situation, Castle then pops up and he's, like, in the office, like, hey, this is my new office.
I just love the fact that he has an office.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I thought he was going to be working from home. Like, that was my honest prediction that I was like, okay, he's going to have his own little, it's going to be in his office where he writes in the apartment.
Yeah.
But now he has a nice little...
He's legit. He's a legit PI, you guys.
I love it because it was just reminding me of, like, the 1920s and 30s, how it has, like, that really, like, foggy-looking door. And,
yes.
Like, you know, Lady Justice just walked in, and I didn't know what to say to her. You know, that kind of thing. And I was like, yes.
I love it. excuse me. So, this is kind of where... I don't know.
It cut pretty much after the meeting with Morris is the fact that we went back to, it's kind of weird because the fact that it was more of Castle and Kate after that, and
yeah.
That's where the cat and mouse chase kind of
exactly
was playing around, because it was Castle having dinner with Alexis, and then Kate was with Ryan and Esposito, and they were just kind of like, they know something, you know, and they try to do that really awkward call.
So awkward.
I was just like, did you learn anything from that? But of course, they know each other well enough that they were like, she's hiding something. Oh, he's hiding something.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, they try to get each other drunk.
Yes!
On the same bottle of wine. I was dying. I was just like, remember when we first saw the two glasses? I was like, that's a lot of wine.
Yeah, before they even say, we're like, geez, that's a whole glass. Like,
that was for her.
It's like four glasses right there.
I thought she was so stressed out that she was going to drink that whole glass. And I was like, wow, Kate. Need to slow down a little bit. But no, then she gave it to Castle, and I was just like, whoa.
But I love the fact that they didn't even really drink the wine, that they just went for it.
Well, I don't know if they stopped and then drank after or whatever, because we obviously don't get to see that because they cut to commercial. But yeah, I love that cute little playfulness that they had, and I love that they were, you know, they were bouncing off of each other and ideas, and then it just...
There it is.
Yeah,
and it was like, it was like the two of them, like old times... You know, when they're solving all these crimes and stuff.
I don't know. I think it was just a huge flirtation game.
Totally.
This whole episode.
Yes.
I don't know how you guys felt about it, but that's how I felt. I was like, okay, so you guys are just flirting this whole time, playing little cutesy games.
Yeah.
I mean, solving a murder, but it's pretty much just like the first season.
I have to say, though, I'm a little disappointed in the fact that her and Castle were playing these little flirty games, hooking up, whatever. And at 2 in the morning,
she texts Ryan. Go check the files, because she was looking for her ex-boyfriend's suicide or attempt case or accident.
Yeah, so come to find out, Shayna asked Whitman to get her meeting with the dean at the university. And the dean said that that Shayna wanted the police file. So this is kind of all the information that was thrown out at them.
Sorry.
Really, though?
I was just thinking of Castle's reaction where he's like, you found what? Did you say files?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the files? Wait, did you text Ryan last night?
I would have been so mad, just like Castle. Like, that is so
wrong. It was pretty rude. I'm not going to lie. But I thought it was really funny how she's like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Put my pants back on. Like, she's like, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. I gotta go. Love you. Like,
he's
walk
like,
out. I thought it was great.
No, you didn't.
I thought it was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was like my favorite part, besides him getting pepper sprayed earlier in the episode by that guy.
Oh my God. We totally forgot about that.
I was going to bring it back. Sparkles is my favorite out of everybody in here, and she didn't even do anything.
I know. The whole time I was thinking about Sparkles, I was like, my dog could totally do this, you guys. She could be the next movie star.
Yeah. Yeah, she had some good screen time.
She
did. I think she had like three.
Sparkles had a lot of screen time tonight, and I was like, oh, how do I get my dog on the show?
I don't even know how that works. I would like to, if you guys know, write it in the comments.
My dog has
down
an
below.
Instagram, people.
Hey, follow it. Wait, what's your dog's name?
Her name is Bella. It's at Bella the Pirate. She's really cute.
I thought she was kidding. One eye. I thought she was devil. Wait, what?
Yeah, so you guys should follow her for sympathy. For her one
eye. You're so weird, Hannah. I know. I love you, but you're so weird. Okay, so, yes, we find out. Yeah, okay, well, we skipped that. But the fact that, I don't know if you guys loved it, but I love that he was, someone who's usually pepper sprayed is usually, like, out for, not, like, knocked out, but they're just like, I'm in pain for, like, a yeah. really long time. But he kind of just was like, pepper spray. And then that was, like,
it. That was it. And then he, like, was, like, wash you. I'm like, don't you have to, like, actually, like, wash it, not just, like,
I'm just gonna
wipe it down.
You know, a little splash of water, and I'm good to go. Like, I thought, I don't know. But, I mean, we don't really know how, like, high the concentration of pepper spray it was. But it was really true. Funny how he was just like, oh, sorry, I got mugged last week. I'm like, ah, New York.
Right? And so crazy that was her friend who was babysitting Sparkles because she randomly said she had to go on the trip, which is actually the reason why we found out. Also, that she was going.
That's right.
Somewhere.
That's how Castle found out and, yeah. you know, and figured out that, oh, she traveled.
Yeah.
But going back to that, yes, they're, I always found their sex drive really weird. I know that we were just on that topic, but I just love how their murder is what, I mean, that's yeah. the whole point of the show.
That's what, like,
I
gets
mean,
them
I just think it's funny to watch how they're just like, oh, someone was murdered, but God, you're hot. Like,
yeah.
It's fantastic.
Weird.
I love it. But anyway,
We find out that these police files were tampered with.
Yes.
And
there was an article.
There was an article mm-hmm. that Frank Jackson wrote way back in the day, like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Castle, being the writer, mm-hmm. figures out that there's an ad that's placed on the front page above the fold. And, like, that number.
I would have never saw that.
I would never, like,
never
thought
about
that. And so,
smart.
Apparently, the article had been chopped, and so that was the reason why they had to put that ad in there, because normally you don't put ads there.
Right.
And so he actually goes and meets with this Frank guy, who's now kind of a big-time journalist,
mm-hmm.
and says, hey, dude, like, what the heck? And at first...
Oh, yeah, I even wrote, it literally yeah. says, I wish you guys can see it in my notes, it's in big, bold letters, it's a trap.
Yeah, we said that, we're like, this guy is fishy, like, and he's like, looking at her, like, let's go somewhere private and talk, like...
And I was like, no, Castle,
you're
no.
gonna go in the alleyway, and he's going to kill you. No, don't go. But then... They show up at the precinct, and I'm like, what?
But I like how they showed us, too, that, like, oh my god, this guy might be dangerous... You need to, you
yes.
know, I need to call him. Please
yes,
answer your phone.
Yes, they gave us that, like, scare moment, too.
And he was totally fine.
Totally harmless. Like, I actually wanted to help.
Yeah, and I'm glad, to be honest.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, it's kind of crazy for this guy, though, because he was kind of like, you know, didn't want to be mm-hmm. part of this whole, you know, murder of her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, because he didn't want to lose his journalism career.
Exactly.
Like,
basically, like, you know, somebody who we find out later is the father of another guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically calls at Frank and says, if you don't delete this from your story, I'm going to ruin your career. But if you remove it, I will help you in your career.
Which is what he did.
Which is what he did.
I don't blame him.
And I'm sure... That's weighed heavily on him this entire 15 years, you know, and so
yeah.
when someone finally came to him, he was like, phew, sigh of relief.
Yeah, and they obviously knew that they, you know, that he wasn't going to get in too much trouble from it just because of the fact that, you know, it's one, it's been 15 years.
Yeah.
Two, he didn't really do anything besides obviously just to hide the fact that
yeah.
he had a hunch that there was somebody up
yeah.
there with
him. It was just bad journalism. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like he did something wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I understand because I would be in the same boat where I'd be like, yeah, I think I'll just take that to my grave and just leave it there forever. So I completely understand with his situation. But it did end up becoming a better thing because it helped with the investigation.
Exactly. So this
part I was writing most of the notes, so okay. you're going to have to take over for that one.
Okay. This is where it gets kind of crazy. So basically what happened is Elliot Spaulding, mm-hmm. was basically framed. Essentially,
yes.
It gets all crazy because they have to go to DNA.
That's why I couldn't follow. And that was the other part that I was going to talk about, how Ryan and Espo were such big jerks. Yeah, but
Castle,
I mean.
Castle was there first.
I know, but, you know, he's not technically supposed to be there.
True.
So, but yeah, they found out that they needed his DNA. They got it from a cup, mm-hmm. which Castle saw first in
yeah.
the trash can, and they just. Took it.
It just took it.
And I was like,
But the DNA matched a cigarette that was found at the crime scene on Shayna's balcony.
Okay. again, this might be nitpicky. Sorry, guys. But in my brain, my first point was, so we didn't check the cigarette for DNA? No? Nobody?
They did.
Oh, they did? Okay, yeah. So I missed that completely.
Yes. So it was his cigarette.
Right.
And it had traces of barbecue sauce on it.
That's
which
right.
Which they traced, they asked him, when did you have barbecue or whatever? He said, like, 3 days ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they go to that barbecue place.
And they look at the security camera.
And see that he, of course, had it there, put it in the thing. And that's when Nicole Morris comes up and takes the cigarette.
I wasn't expecting her to be the...
I was not expecting her at all.
Yeah, that threw me for a loop. I definitely thought that he did it until they brought in Sparkles into the the precinct. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, he's it. Why are you here, Castle? And yeah. He just starts... I love how he's just like throwing
hair at
dog
him.
Like, dander at
I'm
him.
Like, oh my God, is this guy gonna die? Like, is breaking out in hives
I love how like, what was it? Kate was just like, oh yeah, he's faking it. And all of a sudden he does that big sneeze and you just see... just giant welts on his face. And I was like, holy.
Is that even possible for someone to be that allergic? That's crazy.
I mean, I'm going to assume that there was probably a point in time, or there are people out there that probably get hives like automatically. Because uh-huh. I know that if I'm in regular grass for too long, I start to break out in like tiny little hives. Oh. But it's not instant, but definitely 5-10 minutes later, uh-huh. I'll be scratching and you just see them. And they're absolutely terrible. So I'm like... long sleeves in the grass or just lots of blankets.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just going to assume that for the sake of just the show, they just needed him to have, like, a hyperactive allergy to dogs. And that was... well, I mean, also, Castle was throwing
at his face. So, and he got it all in his eyes.
And he wasn't even stopping. He was just like, look, guys, look! And I was just like, stop.
Okay, give me a break now.
Oh, I felt so bad for him. But his sneezing acting was on point.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I loved it. It was, like, it was great.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
So we're going to get into a little bit of news and gossip really quick. Oh.
It's okay. That's I like this music.
That's kind of depressing news and gossip. And this is happy news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, this isn't really like big news and gossip, and I don't know if you guys noticed it, but Heather and I definitely noticed that the fact that Nathan Fillion has been looking pretty.
A+.
Yeah, he's been looking pretty in shape. I wish we had a picture to show, but it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. But the fact that, you know, I noticed, I think in season 6 and a little bit of season 7, he was getting a little chubbier, and it wasn't, you know, I don't really care how he looks. I severely noticed.
He looked like he had lost some pounds.
He's lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. So, and I think he looks great either way.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to know if you guys noticed it, because we definitely
noticed it.
Yeah. But I know that he's taking on more roles, and, you know, I don't know if he has another action flick coming up or anything like that, but he's looking good. So.
Yay!
After buzz approval from the both of us. Just saying. Love you, Nathan.
Let's get into some predictions.
Yes, please.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, next week,
I'm okay. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking of Nathan.
Oh, she's getting hot and bothered, you guys.
Sorry.
So what are your predictions for next week?
Okay, so we saw on the previews for next week that there is he's kind of doing the whole, like I said earlier with the 20s, kind of like, you know, Lady Justice is coming in, and I didn't, you know, that kind of thing. And he actually has his first client, mm-hmm. which I'm happy to see. Apparently she lost a very expensive purse.
Yeah.
Which looked fantastic.
Fancy.
Yeah. And apparently, according to the announcer, that it might be his last.
Mm-hmm.
So... they didn't really give us anything, so I can't really predict what's gonna happen. Obviously, Castle's gonna get in trouble, like he usually does. I don't know if they're gonna keep up the whole him just showing up at the precinct every time he gets something that they're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're gonna do like a typical race, cause that's kind of what I was hoping for this one, cause they weren't really racing, they were just kind of in disbelief that it was happening at all.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that maybe they do like a bet.
Yeah.
Or something, which would kind of, like, make it more exciting. And then, obviously, they find out Castle's missing again. And then, you know, they have to save him.
Mm-hmm.
The usual stuff. That's just my prediction.
I would like to see Castle actually solve something.
Like, on his own?
On his own, where, you know, Kate and Espo and all them, they actually need him. And he actually comes to the rescue and solves it. And then Sir is like, oh, my gosh, we need you back.
I mean, I think she started to notice because there was that slightly. One. Yeah, because there was that one scene where she was leaning up against her
I was just waiting
hallway.
For it.
I thought like, she was going to start yelling. Well, I mean, she did.
I mean, she did.
But I mean, I was expecting her to interrupt way before.
Yeah.
And she kind of, I mean, she did here and there, like, you know, like, what is he doing here? What do you mean he's a PI now? But yeah. I feel like she still lets him wean in here and there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they can go on too long with this. I think maybe two more episodes max, and they're going to have to bring him
I'm going to say at least three.
Three?
Yeah, okay. At least three. I mean, I would be surprised if they do go more than two.
Yeah.
I mean, this one already counts as one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say at least three more plus the one that we just saw.
Okay.
And hopefully, and I don't know, there has to be a big... giant case for like either the mayor or was it the DA, right?
Yeah, the DA.
The DA to just be like, you know what? He's already doing his own. What?
Wonder if the DA gets in trouble.
That would
and
be.
Castle gets him out.
That would be perfect.
I know.
I didn't even think about that.
God, it has to happen.
Genius. I didn't even think about that. but no, I like that prediction. I'm definitely going to hop on that bandwagon because
yeah.
I didn't think about that. I definitely thought it was going to be the captain.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe she would get in trouble in some... I mean, I've noticed that in the last Captain Montgomery...
She blamed it on, like, the DA, though, like, a couple times in this episode where it's, like, it wasn't her decision, you
yeah,
know?
It's his.
Yeah.
And, you know, how they all don't mind him being there. But I think it'd be really cool to see all the higher-ups mm-hmm. getting taken. DA, you know, our, you know, Sir and a bunch of other people that maybe, like, Castle's the only one.
Yeah.
Who can do it. Or if they all get captured together.
I was just going to say yeah. that. They all get captured together.
Like, they take over the precinct or something or some sort of, like, press conference, and Castle's the only one that can get them out because he doesn't work there.
Yep. Could happen.
Hey, I think those are really good predictions.
So tweet us your predictions. Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at A-Torres, A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
And you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith. So we will see you guys back here next week. Have a great week.
Bye, Castle fans.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.